Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You got any gum? Anyway, David Letterman used to say that. I don't know why. He used to say that all the time. That was his thing.
He was at his most angry. It was, I think, right before the heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just mad at everybody, and that was his deal.
So I want to say to everybody on our fabulous station, 97.1, The Wave, your beach station, that, hey, check us out and check that radio station out when you're heading up in the next week or two for your holidays. And as the summer holiday season gets seriously underway, I want to say thank you to that radio station. I love KCJJ, our other radio station in the nation. We would like, because we consider what we do to be a collaborative effort between radio, online, and us, and we truly, truly are excited about the association, and I wanted to say thank you to those guys because they have been very supportive early on, and I'm very, very grateful. And I mean this. I would not say this if I didn't believe in it. The music on the radio station sounds fantastic, and it sounds extremely unique. I now, when I'm in my car, I stream that when I'm not listening to all the fabulous more networks.
Their app is great.
I listen to The Wave. I listen to The Wave because I love the combination. They don't seem like they fit into any particular box. It's just a lot of fun music, so I really enjoy that. So a salute to 97.1 The Wave, and listen to us from 7 to 9 Monday through Friday when you're out going to dinner or coming back from dinner or heading into town to get ready to go out at 11 o'clock like the girls that used to come to my bar where it would actually start at 11 o'clock. I don't know how I survived that. I look back and I said, it's 10:30. I would sit in my bar at 10:30 smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer, going, man, we've only got 20 people in here. It's not 10:30 yet. And then 10:30, the doors would be open, and the texting machines would come in. And they would sit there with their groups of three and four at the high tops in my bar, and they would go click, 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 click. And that was that was something unusual back in the day, back when I owned the bar, because it was just really starting where that's what everybody was doing.
It was the early days of texting that if you wanted to do the letter C, you had to hit the button four times.
Oh, that was
click,
the
click,
worst.
Click, 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 click.
It still, to me, is annoying. I'm still annoyed by it. My God, I sleep next to a woman who does it every night.
Gotta embrace it, Mike.
Grab it.
Yeah, I communicate that way. That's how I primarily communicate with people now. But the fact is, when you just, it is so completely self-absorption. Mm. It's just, you look at this and it's like, nee. Not really important to anybody but me. Every single, you know what? They ought to make a little sound for the keyboard. So every time you hit a letter, it goes, me. Me.
But I'm a big, seagulls in Finding Dory. Finding Nemo. Mine.
And really bummed. I'll hopefully get to that today and talk about Finding Dory.
Okay.
Really, really sorry I had to walk out of that early because my kid lost interest. Anyway, animated features, man. We'll talk about those. But
Animated features, Jack.
Let me tell you.
Animated features, Jack. People coming in, kids screaming, stinking. Jesus. Anyway, I could talk about me all day long, but that's not why we're here, because it is Thursday morning, and usually on a Thursday morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to this show, when you're on your treadmill, on your elliptical, driving in your car, stockpiling the show for a family vacation out west, they'd say, anytime you are listening to this program, I'll tell you, it's all about you. There you go. Let's play the guy that Rob likes to.
It's a lady.
Oh, lady.
It's
whatever.
All about you.
You
it's
fun, right?
It's all about
you.
That is the most annoying sound ever.
One time.
See, because now I counter his annoying with my annoying. That's exactly what I did.
I think that means next week Oscar has to do something annoying.
Before we get to it, and the birthdays, I say, hey, Rob, any gifts today?
Mike, yes, we have gifts today. Do you want liquid gifts or tangible gifts first?
Whatever you, it's your call. You know what they are. I don't. I'm here. You're there. Let me know what it is.
All right, we'll start with the bottles. This is dated June 21st, 2016. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, sorry for the delay in this package. I emailed Rob last fall, but Big Spring Distillery ran out of two of the varieties that I wanted to send. Pennsylvania has some very antiquated liquor laws, but the new thing is local distilleries. This one is a favorite of mine and located close to my home. Thanks for the show. It is a daily affirmation and funny. Huge fan, but trying to be an extra large one. Pause for big laugh.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Can you guys do more Twitter? Thanks. Mike, listen to your doctor and caregiver. Oscar, congratulations on the MBA. Rob, more cake and cookies, please. Pony, thanks for the quick responses on my technical shortcomings with the app. Hope you all enjoy. Have a great fourth. Signed, Steve Miller, Belfont, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Fly like an eagle.
Oscar, here's for you.
Okay.
Mike, I'll open yours first.
Have I ever done my rant, a Steve Miller rant?
No.
About the artist Steve Miller?
Not a fan?
Oh, good God. I'll save it for a rainy day.
Good.
I will save that
it's
for a rainy day.
Awfully rainy today.
Oh, man. I heat up. I can't cool down. You've got me going round and round. What a wonderful contribution to our musical culture. And then he's a dick to the Hall of Fame.
He was
I'm
a dick.
I'm sorry. That's it. I will go off on him at a later
album
date.
Deal, his first deal.
Yeah, absolutely, because he wrote stupid pop songs that everybody lapped up with a spoon. All right, yes,
Mike,
yes, Rob.
For you, we will be shipping down some Talleyrand Cream Bourbon,
Ooh. Which
is a lower-proofed bourbon. It is 15% alcohol, 30 proof. I bet you this is like Bailey's, but based in bourbon.
Good for the hip, Mike. Good for the hip.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure about Rob, enjoy that one.
Okay,
I'm not a bourbon guy.
Maybe
I'm just not a bourbon guy.
If this suits you, maybe we can trade.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
He sent to me Big Spring Spirits Aged Rye Whiskey. I take the deal off the table.
Lucky.
Lucky.
You get them both. You get them both.
Cool.
Oh,
thank
man.
You. What'd you get, Oscar?
Oh, Big Spring Vodka. I'm in. Yes, this
nice.
Is perfect.
Big Spring.
Yeah,
Big
and these
spring.
Are all craft liquors.
Liquors.
Liquor.
And what did you get, Pony? And your blue, as if we didn't know, it's going to be gin, of course, right?
I certainly is, believe
I
it
bet
is.
It's craft spring gin.
This is Big Spring Spirits Distilled Gin.
Yeah. Nice. Well,
and this is great, Mike, because this is good for the old heartburn. Nice, clear alcohol.
Yeah, it's
you know
exactly
what? And the bottles are beautiful. So I expect reviews from all of you.
Yep.
And Pony, can you take Rob's rye and hold it up to the camera so I can see what I'm going to be missing here? Because I'll tell you something. Rye is becoming kind of my go-to. Oh, that looks really, really good.
Mike,
that
I'll have a review for you tomorrow, or maybe by the bonus show.
Wonderful. I look forward to that.
The gentleman's name again?
His name was Steve Miller.
Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you,
appreciate
Steve.
It.
Our
Steve?
Second batch of gifts, Mike, comes from...
Oh, we have a second batch.
From Brian Bertrand. He says, Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I've been an avid listener since the WJFK days and wanted to send a few small tokens of thanks for all the years of funny. He works for the U.S. State Department's Bureau of Diplomatic Security. Offer of Office of Overseas Protective Operations. They provide bodyguards and static security for all the U.S. embassies and consulates in the world. And Mike, he has sent you one of their challenge coins.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
I love me the coins. That's going to go up on my wall.
And this
I
is
like
a particularly
that.
Cool one because it is a hexagon. So you
very,
don't normally see
very,
one that isn't round.
Oh,
thank
I love
you.
Hexagons.
So we will
thank
see. It's
you.
Probably your favorite polygon, isn't it?
Oscar, Jesus.
Rob, for you.
Oscar's more rested than yesterday, though, I can
yeah,
tell.
Yeah, it's
a good thing.
It's great for everybody.
What, do you get 3 hours
ten
last
10 hours.
Night? Oh, you got 10 hours
oh,
last
yeah.
Night. Did you really get 10 hours?
Yeah, my friend BN helped me out.
Oh, really?
Aunt BN.
Aunt BN. She's wondering. Aunt BN.
Aunt Bien, she rules.
Aunt Bien.
Her sleepy time tea, let me tell you.
Rob, for you, I have included a 45 of Mama Cass singing Dream a Little Dream of Me, which is a wonderful song.
Oh.
Hopefully we can find a place for it on Darlene, my jukebox. But this is the reason I was so pleased he sent the package. Oscar, after hearing about all of your house troubles, I've included a copy of My Home, My Money Pit.
That's
oh
which is
God.
An actual book called My Home, My Money Pit.
So true.
Thank you again for all the laughs and the peaks inside your personal lives. I'm very much looking forward to seeing you at the live show in November. Sincerely, Brian Bertrand. So thank you, Brian.
Wonderful. And speaking of the live show in November, we will hopefully get to that on the show today, where there's major controversy
always
around our fan club. And you know, I just we normally don't wade into that, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. But right now, it is all about you.
Yes,
and let us start by extending sincere congratulations to Greg Miller, retiring this month after more than 40 years of professional aviation, half of which was spent flying for the United States Air Force. Since 65 is the federally mandated age of retirement for airline pilots, he flew his final leg last Tuesday. Congrats on a great career, and enjoy your retirement, Captain Miller. I'm going to put my hands together for that. Way to go. We love our airline pilots on this show. Tomorrow marks birthday number 52 for Stephen M. Chopko. Here's an editor's note. I think he made my kitchen knives. That always says. Editor's note is code for Rob's Feewack. He hopes to be done with the 3-year restoration of his 1967 Chevelle in time for a birthday ride.
Oh, that would be
cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Steve Partlow turned 46 this Monday, and nothing fights a case of the Mondays like our traditional birthday song. So for Steve, let's lay it on him. This is Steve Partlow. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Monday. Challenge coin.
Oh,
Mark Warner
just
turned 58. Not only do we want to wish him a happy birthday, we also want to tell him that his son, Robert, thinks he's a hell of a guy. Isn't that nice? Happy birthday, Mark. Hope he has a great one. Jeff Merman. Well, whenever I hear that last name, you know, I have to put the microphone away and go,
oh, I've got a feeling.
I was hoping.
Sorry. Jeff Merman of...
No one can explain the extra feeling when you are stealing that extra bomb.
Sorry. Jeff Merman of Lincoln, Nebraska doesn't want anything for his birthday, so let's move on. Super TMOS, P1, Dave Mason. Boy, we've got Steve Miller, Dave Mason. Wow,
start
all the guys from WYRE. Turned 47 this week. By the way, not the pop singer that gave us classic songs, We Just Disagree, but another Dave Mason. And Rob's playing it right now. I hated Dave Mason.
Horrible song.
I don't hate artists most of the time. There are a lot of music I like, but Steve Miller and Dave Mason, if I had to play them back to back, oh, God. Oh, yeah. But another Dave Mason, that's right. There's no disagreement that we wish him the happiest of birthdays. No disagreement there.
That's right. Everyone can agree, even the boss.
Ooh. How about a big cheer for longtime fan Sam Farley?
Hey, Sam.
He hits the big 4-0 this year. Attaboy, Sam Farley. Here's hoping your wife, Melinda Farley. Melinda remembers that special favor on your big day. Yeah, that must be nice to look forward to something like that on the birthday.
Oh, that's something that arrives on time.
What's that like? Anyway, it's been a year since our number one monosyllabically named fans graced the birthday list. Happy 43rd birthday to Chris Clark from wife Beth Clark. The Clarks.
The Clarks.
The Clarks, Chris and Beth. And finally, happy birthday, Dan Morrow. Ann loves you.
Allegedly.
Just wanted to share that. Now on to the letters. Dearest podcast gods, I am writing to send out a long-distance dedication to Chris Brady. He turned 38 this week. We've both been listening since we were wee little lads during the WAVA days, and now we're grown up enough to use Harry's razors bought with the TMOS code. Though he's now many miles, time zones, and countries away, he shall forever remain my hetero life partner. I've enclosed an expired Metro fare card to swipe at the pearly turnstiles of the great Ward 8 in the sky to see if our beloved mayor for life could leave a birthday message for Chris on his BlackBerry. Thank you, gents, for the many years of hilarity and entertainment you have brought us. Faithfully yours, Steve Schatz.
Oh. So do you want to take a spin on this?
Let's see what happens if Mayor Barry's around there. Line of Coke.
Hey, that's nice.
And then we gotta bring in. I don't like being dead. I don't like being.
We miss you down here, Mayor.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say thank you very much, Mr. Schatz. Appreciate everything.
Mayor Barry. Yep.
Yes, sir. Yeah, hello, Oscar. How you doing
down there? I'm great. Nice, I'm great, Mayor. I want you to weigh in on the Metro floods, please.
Yeah, did you see what happened down there in Cleveland Park?
Oh, man. That's just a can of worms. That's a giant can of worms down there in Cleveland Park Metro. I just said when they were building that thing, I said, listen, I drove out there one time.
One time?
In the middle of Cleveland Park Metro. I said, that's pretty low-lying. That's pretty low-lying metro station. Well, if you get rain, it comes in. I said, Mayor, they got storm drains, all infrastructure. It's no problem. It's not going to flood. And, then yesterday, 2 days ago, my God, I just said, look at that water. I said, I look around. I said, glad it ain't my headache. Yeah, that ain't my headache. But, I just said, why don't you turn that over to somebody who knows what they're doing, like Mr. Steve Schatz
and
his buddy Chris Brady, his hetero life partner. You know, how homophobic are you? You got to say hetero. You know, what's wrong with that if you're not hetero? What if you're homo? I believe in all kinds, all types,
you were
all
straight.
Creeds.
Huh? You were straight because you were married to Ephelon.
I was Ephelon and, yes, and Cora Massesberry.
Also
that.
Great.
So should be aware of that. So I just want to say, everybody in Ward 8. And sorry for the underwater Cleveland Metro. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't build that goddamn thing. I didn't put my, I'm not digging a shovel upon a concrete. We're looking at blueprints and saying, yeah, this will be
fine.
Well,
you signed off on it, I'm sure.
I signed on crap. I didn't have to sign on. Yeah, that's a totally different board. I was, for most of my career, I was in charge of Ward 8.
Right.
And that's what I did. I paid attention to Ward 8, and I didn't pay attention to Metro. I thought it was done by competent people. I didn't realize they were going to, put a Disney park ride and have it underwater, everybody, just like going Pirates of the Caribbean in the Cleveland Park Metro, for Christ's sake. Ain't that a bitch? I don't know what the hell. Goddamn Cleveland Park.
Wow. Ooh,
he just was grumbling on his way out.
But it's nice to know.
As he floated out.
Nice to know he's still connected.
Yes, still seems to be paying attention to the news. Hi, guys. I just left from my fitting with Blank Label. There we go.
Yes. How about that?
Absolutely terrific. As a guy built like a modern-day hobbit, it's tough to find clothes that fit well. The quality, as well as the whole experience, was perfect. Low-key and no pressure. I was in and out in 30 minutes and have 3 shirts and 2 pairs of pants on the way. Thanks for introducing me to this great company. I proudly mentioned TMOS while I was there. That's Jeff Crisfield. That
nice.
Is the kind of listener we
yes,
love.
That's love
what,
that.
Hey, man, that's what keeps us chugging along. There are podcasts out there that are bigger and got more daily listeners, lots of them. But because our listeners respond to our advertisers, it literally keeps us on the air.
Love it.
So keep going. Next letter says, hi, guys. I'm writing to wish my increasingly box wife, Nancy, and myself, I suppose, a happy 30th wedding anniversary, which we celebrated on June 21st, the longest day of my life, to use the only summer solstice joke I know.
Be nice.
I'm going to steal that.
Our only regret is that we were hoping to drink a toast to our milestone with Mike and Carla in Maine, but since that won't happen this year, perhaps Mike would be... Oh, God, I just made fun of my friend.
That's why
I
said
it. I have to be very careful.
He really doesn't read ahead.
I thought it was really fun. Well, he sent me the most wonderful personal note, too.
Well, Mike, it's hard to be friends with you. Let me tell you.
It is hard to be friends
with you. But, I would say worth
Can
the
I
effort.
Start over?
Yes.
Can I start over, please? Hi, guys. I'm writing to wish my increasingly box wife, Nancy, I believe that, and myself, I suppose, a happy 30th wedding anniversary, which we celebrated on June 21st, the longest day of my life, to use the only summer solstice joke I know. Oh, Colonel.
Classic.
Oh, Jesus. Our only regret is, this is like one of my only friends
I
in the world.
I liked it the first time, too.
Our only regret is that we were hoping to drink a toast. They were supposed to be coming up to Maine with me and Carla up in Maine. Since that won't happen this year, perhaps Mike would be willing to talk up Tower of Powers, what is hip, since we're thinking of him. Now that is funny.
That is funny.
Since we're thinking of him and wishing him a smooth and speedy recovery following his surgery, we have no doubt that we'll make up for lost time next year. We certainly will. Thanks, Colonel Michael Colburn, one of the great guys and just an amazing former head of the Marine Band and really wonderful guy. Without further ado, we don't need to spin anything.
No, this is a winner.
I'm going to get right to that. So, Colonel, this one's for you.
Yeah, baby.
More music, more fun. WABC.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button.
Oh, dear.
I blew that again.
This is going really well.
All right. For Colonel Mike McGorvin, here we go. Thank you. Thank you.
Finger replacement. More music, more fun.
WAVA, I'd like to say hi to all our octogenarians out there, all the people that are having all those replacements, knee replacements, hip replacements, eyeball replacements. I don't know what you're having done, but I know you're old, just like me, Mike O'Mara, WAVA.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy anniversary, Colonel.
Yeah.
I'm such a rube. Got to read ahead.
Yeah, right anyway, now he's saying, forget it, Nancy. It's over.
Never, ever again. No, he knows I love him. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, this is my first year listening to TMOS. Well, what took you so long, okay? I began as a listener of Cake and Cookies. He found us through Cake and Cookies.
I have no idea how this happens. I have no
Maybe
idea.
Maybe he was hungry.
He found us through that podcast. I am currently working as a truck driver. The long hours of driving can be tedious, so I like to pass the time with podcasts. TMOS has quickly jumped to the top of my list. Like Mike, my birthday was yesterday, and unlike Mike, I turned 28. Just... Man, I'm practically 30 years younger.
Yeah.
Older. Just having you read my letter will be enough of a birthday treat for my first year. I think that I have yet to earn an impression request. Thanks in advance, Scott Revels. And that's wonderful.
That's a neat letter, isn't it?
I don't care. Any way we get them, that's awesome. And keep enjoying the show and all the shows on the Boar Network, except for Rob and Joe. Not a real fan of that one.
No.
Anyway.
Snarky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too snarky for me. Mm. Dear Mailbag. Tuesday was Doug Carlson's birthday. He is still living on a corner of his folks' property with his dog, Devo.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a new addition this year. His smoke shack is complete and is ready for the season. Here's wishing him great smoke rings. And we applaud it. Great smoke rings on his brisket. Could Pony Boy please wish him a happy birthday as Larry King, or Lay King, as they write it. Here is a Susan B. Anthony dollar for the slot machine of happiness. I'm hoping for three Marlboro men. Doug and I will both see you November 5th at the DC Improv show. Sincerely, Dirk Vastrick. And this is going to be for Doug Carlson. Let's put the coins in and see what happens, okay? We love Dirk. We love Dirk. We love Dirk.
Hey, it's a progressive.
Woo! Oh, look who's coming in the door right now. It happens to be Larry King, who's going to say happy birthday to Doug Carlson. Go ahead, Lay.
Hey, Doug Carlson, your boy's tired today. It's been a long night, a long day, and when you're pulling up to the farmhouse in the middle of the night and you don't know if the check's been cashed, who cares anyways? Happy birthday, Doug Carlson. Good luck with your smoke shack. Larry White.
That's moving up my hip.
Worth it.
Like,
yeah. Worth it.
That's really because you're starting to get better content. I love that. Next letter,
and
Mike
the voice
Rob.
Was great too.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, this is longtime P1 listener Brian Johnson from Omaha, and I turned 36 today. Aside from being told I have a boss cut-and-paste birthday over the last couple of years, Rob has been nice enough to play my request during the show, Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. No dancing monkey slot machine routine for Mike this time, just a simple song request to make his birthday even greater. Thanks for the many laughs, and go Big Red, Brian D. Johnson. So what's he asking for here, Rob?
Well, he wants one of our rejoiners today to be the Electric Light Orchestra. It is taken care of. Happy birthday, Brian. Your song
Boom,
is coming
bam.
Up.
Wonderful. And our final letter, gentlemen, my sneaky husband, Brian Kruger, turns 40 this weekend. He's been listening to Mike O'Mara since the very beginning, and it would be wonderful if you could help me give him a birthday surprise. Brian is notorious for seeking out and finding his birthday gifts ahead of time, like a small child.
Yes.
It's not unusual for him to discover his hidden wrapped gift, unwrap it, remove the item from its packaging, reseal the empty box, wrap it again, put the wrapped but empty package back in the hiding place, and then use the gift for weeks right under my nose, yet never reveal that he found it.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Then he unwraps the empty package at his birthday celebration and innocently says, "There's nothing in here." This has actually happened. If you would mention a big happy 40th to Brian in Kimberly, Wisconsin, I might finally be able to really surprise him. Thank you for your kind consideration, Linda Kruger. The best part of that, there's nothing in here.
That is so great. I wish I had the wherewithal to pull that off.
That's
is so
wonderful.
Cool.
Right, wait, hold on. Before we start... start the show, Rob, you little hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business
on the entertainment capital of the world.
2:15 a.m., policewoman Miller brought the female suspect, Camille Gearhart, from her jail cell to Chief Snoddy's office.
You got a lot of nerve waking me up in the middle of the night like this.
These are Los Angeles police officers. They want to ask you a few questions.
It's our duty to inform you that you have the right...
Answer or not answer, get me a lawyer. I know. I know the whole scam. You got a cigarette?
You old enough to smoke?
I'm old enough to do anything, including clam up. I know my rights, Fuzz, and I got a right to not even talk to you. You're wasting your time in my beauty sleep, because I ain't telling you nothing. Not a thing about nothing. Now, how about that cigarette? Let me get back to that flea bag they call a cell. You got nice eyes. For a cop.
And I'll bet your mother had a loud bark.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
How did you grab that? Where the hell did
a
you
listener,
go through?
A listener sent it to me, and I just said, wow, that's Joe Friday calling someone a bitch. I'll do that. I'll rock with that.
I bet your mother had a loud bark.
When you hear Jack Webb talk, do you think he smoked?
Oh, just a tad. Just a wee bit. We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Warby Parker. Woo! Tomorrow, they're coming tomorrow. I'm so excited. Not only, just a little thing, and they don't care whether I talk about this at
right.
Warby Parker, but the online tracking of your order is just so
consumer-friendly.
A giant tracking number that all you have to do is click on, and you know exactly where and when your new glasses are going to arrive, and that's just one of the little tiny details that they do. And I'm, you know, so, well, it's a tracking number. Everybody does that. No, they do it in these giant user-friendly letters.
So you can do it.
You just click right on it, and you don't have to. A lot of people give you tracking numbers to find out where your package is. They just let you, they take all the guesswork out
of it.
And we're talking about Warby Parker, where glasses are priced beautifully. Prescription glasses starting at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. And they've got a free home try-on program that I want you to try as soon as possible because you'll love it. All you have to do is go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, choose your five favorite styles, and they're shipped to you with no obligation. Then you have 5 days for family and friends to help you decide. It's that easy. Warby Parker, your alternative to overpriced eyewear. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, pick out your five favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS, and be looking for me on the video because I will be probably when they come in, not only showing them to you on this show, but I'll be doing a little Facebook Live thing, trying on my different frames and getting feedback instantaneously, which
I can't wait.
I look forward to, but I don't. Thank you.
Well, you know what? I think that people, when they have the social media, the mask of social media, Mike, they're always kind and friendly.
Yes, they're so warm and kind. Speaking of warm and kind, let's get this out of the way, because we can do this quickly, and then we can go to break and get on with our wonderfully tragic lives. But how blessed are all of we that there is actually a club of people that call themselves fans of what we do? There is an actual fan club that supports and loves what we do. I cannot tell you how blessed we are to have that. And I must tell you that I feel I feel like I'm watching my kids fight when I watch the fighting that is going on the fan club, which is a page on Facebook. And it's just been crazy. And now
it's the High Sparrow versus Cersei.
It's the High Sparrow versus Cersei during this. Merle, oh, by the way, Rogers I didn't study enough Cersei. To do that today. I didn't study it enough to be able to do it
Stephen
credibly.
Douglas McIntyre is the High Sparrow.
Yes. He is the High Sparrow. He runs the fan club, and apparently he runs it with an iron fist.
Yes, and looking back.
And so, by the way, Rob, you should not wade into these things.
You can't help yourself.
You can't help yourself because you started way back when as a fan, so I know you're all in on these people a little bit. You understand them.
I do. But it's fun sometimes. It's fun to be a part of.
He got a little heavy with you, didn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Come on, grow a set. You know he did.
We defused it. I hit a little close to the bone, I think. Then we defused it.
He wouldn't pray to the Seven King God.
I don't know what that means.
I do not engage.
No.
I do not engage with him unless it's in this forum because I fear him. So I will only engage on this forum or if I see him in person.
Yes.
And in person, I'm always incredibly nice to him.
As you are to everybody.
Yes, thank you.
So what is the crux?
The crux is this. We are having a wonderful weekend in Washington, D.C. with a sold-out show where we're taping our podcast in front of a few hundred of our very favorite friends at the D.C. Improv. Because we knew that the D.C. Improv was a smaller venue and we needed to accommodate everybody that might want
to
hang. We wanted to have a meet and greet very close by right after to not only say hi to the people that come to the DC Improv, but anybody that wanted to pop in and say hello.
Sure.
And we were very excited about it. And we were thrilled that this show sold out as quickly as it did. We really were because that's always for us a nervous time. We want to make sure, do you still love us? Do you still care? And it sold out very quickly and we felt great about that. We were also very, very delighted to offer our fans a meet and greet across the street. I don't even like to say fans. Our friends is what I should say. And hang out with them. And so it was great. Then I guess the you can probably offer more insight on this, Oscar. The venue, the Mad Hatter, where we're having our meet and greet, had the bottom floor blocked out, right?
Yes.
And then you rent a table too.
You can do whatever you want. Just like any restaurant.
It's a huge bar restaurant. This is a big place.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it big?
It is.
It's
capacity 500 people.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Seating
okay.
So a little over 300. Yeah.
All right. So we said that's fine. We never heard anything.
More than enough room.
Then the High Sparrow decided that he would contact the venue and block out some rooms up on second floor.
He wanted the fan club, from what I was intimated to me.
Right.
Well, he wanted the fan club to have their own area. And the only way they could have their own area and everybody sit together and coordinate was to get the private room upstairs, which is, by the way, still part of the bar. You can go upstairs anytime.
Sure, sure. All right, see, I was confused about that. I thought that they said that, reading some of his stuff, I thought that he booked it because
he made some demands.
He wanted the entire bar to be ours, and they weren't going to open that to our
anything was available.
Fans.
But if he wanted everybody to sit together because that's what they wanted, which is fine, whatever they want.
Well, that's what he determined they wanted.
They had to get, from what was intimated to me, there was an option to get a private room upstairs, and he said yes.
Yeah.
So it's what he kind of arranged this, and I read some of the posts about it, and people were immediately a little concerned. Does this mean we're not going to be part of things? And
we walk around everywhere. We go to the Buffalo Wing at Jimmy's, and it's not even built.
That's right. We're standing on beams.
Well, we didn't participate in
that. That had nothing to do with us.
No,
it had nothing to do with us. And it's great that I've been the recipient most recently of a wonderful gift from the fan club, and I'm grateful. We're very grateful for all the people that listen to the show. But it's frustrating when we see them butting heads over this.
Are they fighting over the private room? Is that what they're fighting over?
They seem to be fighting over the private
room. And also, I got the impression that while we do love the enthusiasm, it kind of muddies the water of what's going to happen following the improv show.
This is what's going to happen, just to clarify.
Please.
We are going to the Mad Hatter. We are going to say hi to everyone like we did in Reno and spent 4 hours while we were super, super excited to see everybody. We made sure that we said hi to everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And we spent 4 hours sitting at a table and giving everybody due time because that's the least we could do for you guys making the time to come see
sure.
us. They have the reservations you can put out there, but that's on.
But you don't have to. You can do that
yes.
if you get in.
Yeah.
They might be booked up for that. I mean, my God, it's 5 months ahead of time
yeah.
here.
Yes.
But the fact is that we wanted to make sure. That's just getting a table like you'd
yeah.
get a table in any restaurant.
Sure.
There's no obligation.
Yeah,
for
but
anything.
Mike, what I'm saying is this, is that the reality behind all of this is that people could have come within the fan club and just come and got a drink and hung out if they wanted to. But if they wanted to make sure they had a seat and a place to hang out, and if a fan club wanted to sit together, again, there was an option for them to take that second floor all to themselves, and SDM took it. That's not on us. That's what he thought was best for business.
And it's not like, but I guess somebody was kicked off or somebody got booted.
I
Rob,
thought
what
that was, that's why I wanted to clarify.
What happened, Rob? Do you know what happened?
Yeah, there was some, you know, some friction because of this supposed arrangement that he thought everyone would be all in. And then some people weren't all in. And the word nitwit was thrown about members of the club being nitwits. And because of that, Merle was kicked out of the group.
Merle Rogers,
who could not be nicer or a bigger supporter of anything on our
yeah.
network just because she used the word nitwits. Now, I do believe she is back on the
yes,
page now.
It's a new day, Mike.
Everything has been resolved.
It's
a
oh,
new
good.
Day.
Good. So
yeah.
everybody's happy now?
Everybody's happy.
The way it goes?
Mm.
All
right, yeah.
So that's cool.
But like the elephant, SDM mm. always remembers.
Yeah. He's powerful. The high sparrow is someone not to be trifled with.
Is he an elephant or is he a sparrow?
With. Right.
Well, the elephants have a long memory.
They do.
They
yes.
do indeed. Mm-hmm. All right. But remember that. The high sparrow is not to be trifled with.
Don't,
no.
Don't
no.
mess
no.
around, Cersei.
Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back and have more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes I feel like.
Hey, for all you beachgoers, we want to make sure you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're heading down the ocean, hun, you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the Ring Doorbell System.
Ooh.
There is a home burglary every 13 seconds. Think about that statistic for a minute. That's more than 4 per minute. Most of them happen in broad daylight. They usually roll up to your house, they come to your door, they ring the doorbell to make sure nobody's home, and bingo,
yep.
if you're not home, they're going to pop in there any way they can. The Ring video doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen. It allows you to see and speak to anyone approaching your door, and you can do it from anywhere just by using your smartphone. Now Ring is using their advanced motion detection technology to protect your entire property with the Ring of Security Kit. The kit includes a Ring video doorbell for your front door and a Ring stick-up cam. It's a wireless, weatherproof HD camera to keep an eye on other parts of your property. The Ring video doorbell and the stick-up cam both install in minutes, and together they provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in the living room or thousands of miles away. Right now, for a limited time, our listeners can get $50 off the Ring of Security Kit. It's the lowest price anywhere. Just go to ring.com/TMOS right now. Join the hundreds of thousands who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/TMOS for $50 off. That's ring.com/TMOS. I love Stephen Douglas McIntyre. I should say that. He's been incredibly supportive of what we do.
From day one.
And really, really, that's a lot of work running a fan page.
Yes,
like
it
that.
Is.
It's true. It
just want to clarify. Yeah.
Yes. What did I love him? I said he's being a. It got pissy. It was funny to watch. It really was. And I could. Why do I fear him?
Because he's a high sparrow.
He is the high sparrow.
He's a high sparrow.
Yes.
It's like he runs the religious people in our organization.
Well, no, I would say that.
I mean, they're like the people with the masks in Game of Thrones that
SDM,
can come and stab us up
like
in the pyramid.
The Pope.
He pulls
yes.
no punches.
No.
And I had an exchange with SDM earlier in the month where I was like, hey, man, this is not going to work. And he's like, you can't tell me what to do. And I said, all right, I can't tell you what to do, but this is I'm just letting you know this is not going to work for us. And
right.
I was like, okay. I look, I respect you, SDM. I love your passion, but you can't be a dick all the time.
Right.
Oh, God.
I'll say it.
That's Oscar who said that.
That's Oscar Santana. You can find him on Facebook and Twitter.
Find me.
He's powerful. He's a very powerful man. Should we book him on the show?
No.
Should we book him on the show?
No.
No, we're very busy.
Come on. What are you afraid of booking him on the show?
No. What is he going to come into this here and say, Mike, do you want to go to the Masters? I haven't sent you the tickets yet. I have my demands. Is that what he's going to say?
Yeah. He has a very specific set of skills, Mike. And also, it's very easy for you to say that. What if we booked him to come into the Florida studio?
Yeah, you should have him down. You'll have nothing but time after
there
surgery.
There we go. That'd be a good booking.
Mm-hmm.
If you really care.
You are. All right, so I've been reminding it.
We're all three going to be kicked off the fan club page today.
I know we are. I know. Hey, I got to tell you this. Do you want to hear? I'm tired of talking about the hip thing. I really am. I had my class last night. My birthday spent in a hip joint replacement class. That was a ball of fun. Really enjoyed that. But I'd rather talk about my son's first movie because I never really got to that. So this past week we took Michael, I think on Monday, we took him to his very first movie. And it was Finding Dory because he's watched a little bit of Finding Nemo. I thought Dory would be the first time. And we said if we got 25 minutes out of him, it would be a win. We ended up getting almost an hour out of
him. Did you really?
He killed an entire bag, a small bag of popcorn. Literally mainlined the popcorn. Like father, like son, just sitting there munch, 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 munch the entire movie. And, you know,
did his ending time of, let's call it 60 minutes. At the end of the 60 minutes, did that mark when he lost interest or when he ran out of popcorn?
Good call.
Pretty close to both being the
same. He timed it. Yeah.
He was kind of down at the bottom of the popcorn, and then let's get out of here.
I feel
by
sleepy,
that time,
Paul.
And the quality level of Finding Dory, which was just, you know, I forgot that it's all so frantic and it's so just.
What about the big screen?
The little tricks they do in these movies. I mean, I'm tired of it.
Yeah, but tricks.
Yeah, they're just, you know, the same shtick, you know, with all the major celebrities doing the voices. And,
yeah, but for your son, did he like the big screen? Was that the first time he ever saw
it? He wasn't afraid of it. He wasn't afraid of it. The problem was, and we would do this again, we would estimate the time that the actual feature begins because I love going to the movies. There's nothing I like better. If I'm going to go see a great movie that I'm excited about, there is nothing more fun. And when I go to the movies, like everybody else, I'm not going every week. So when I go after a month or so, it's really fun to roll in and see previews of coming attractions.
Love it.
I like that as well because it sets the table for, hey, we have to see that. We have to check. That's what they're all about. What I don't like to do is go to an animated feature and sit through what my description of movie hell is sitting through animated feature trailers.
Kids previews.
FML. The most manic, repetitive ball of earwax you have ever seen in your
life. Did you see the one for, The Secret Lives of Pets? Or
Pets? Yeah.
That looked
and the one
good.
About giants and the one about cute birds.
My
and
effing giant, I think it's called.
It was just, oh, my God. I said, how long? Carla said, that's the same amount of trailers they have for it. Yeah, but it's all kids.
Yeah, you have no interest. You have no investment in it. So
by the way,
like
I can do the average trailer for any kids movie, animated or what? Blah, 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 then blink. Blink, blink, blah, 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 blah. Just, oh,
you are
Jesus
so dead
Christ.
On. Dead on with the quiet spot? Yeah, exactly.
God. Yeah, and the little blinking, you know, cute, 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 cute. And then, so by the time the movie gets there, that's 20 minutes of his hour time, okay? So I thought I wanted to go. It was tedious. And then Finding Dory comes on, which is apparently the Mac Daddy of all animated features, has made $60 gazillion, and everybody's excited about it. And the plot line is it's a fish that's got short-term memory loss. And let me just tell you about that hack gag that gets tedious in the first 6 minutes of the movie. I am all over the short-term memory gag. I know it's the basis for the entire plot, but it cannot possibly suck enough. There is nothing that will redeem that film in my eyes when we have to go back to Ellen with her short-term memory. And by the way, she certainly needs the movie. Get a voice actor, for Christ's sake, okay? You think you need to pour more money into the pockets of the A-listers, for Christ's sake? The whole thing was just, but it's him, and I'm all about him.
Was he heavy enough to make the seat stay down?
Yes, he did. But he was. But at one point, he started shifting in it, and I see the legs going up. And I'm like, my child is going to fold like a manila envelope. I don't want that to happen. So we, you know, we're there. And the first 10 minutes when we're in the theatrical experience was great. Mm. Then they just bombard you with all the stuff. And it's been a while for Daddy. It's been a while. I have a 19-year-old, and I have a 21-year-old and a soon-to-be 19-year-old. I haven't been to these things in a while. They are
they're more so colorful formulaic. And they're louder now, aren't they?
They're louder. They're more manic, and because they have to continue to get more manic. I will tell you the highlight of the entire afternoon cinematically was Pixar offers a short prior to
this.
Finding Dory. If it doesn't get nominated for an Academy Award, I will be truly stunned, and that was the greatest part of the experience for me. It's all about my kid. I don't care.
Yeah.
But watching that.
What about you, though?
It's all about you.
It's all about you. It just was animated trailers. That's all I wanted to talk about when I talked about my kid going to the movies. It was animated trailers. And so between the animated trailers, which just wiped me out, and then the Finding Dory short-term memory loss plotline, when he was ready, about 40 minutes later to roll, I'm like, okay, let's go. And we both, and Carla felt exactly the same way, and we shot out of the theater. So the total time commitment was about an hour and 5 minutes, and I thought that was pretty
good.
Did
he talk?
He talked a little bit on the way out and a little bit on the way in, but really
not
most
inside
of the time,
the theater?
You know, he's pretty well focused on what was going on.
Has he talked about it now that he's home? Did he like reflect on it or say that was cool or anything?
No, onto making a tunnel out of his Legos for his for his many little trains that he's got. That's what he wants to do.
And, but a thumbs up from him then. I mean, good experience for him. And you didn't have to stay the whole time, so that's good.
Didn't have to stay the whole time, and that was it. So I love the little guy, but I think we actually determined he's a little young to go into the theatrical experience, and we'll be taking him again when he's 16. That's when we'll be taking him. And I'll let him go to a hard R then, too.
So good.
Hard
cool,
yeah. R.
Hard R, absolutely. Mm. Yep. Like, come on, son. We're going to see the remake of Scarface. Should be a lot of fun.
The Porky's reboot.
American Pie. Next Generation.
Shaved. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Attention, business owners. Business owners, listen to this. There is a wonderful website that we've been telling you about if you need to find the right person for your company. If you're hiring, you want to find the best candidates. It's difficult to do that, and you want to find the perfect hire. What you have to do is post on all the top job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to all of the top sites, even social media. Facebook and Twitter, they do it there. Mm-hmm. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. The entire country, you cast your net wider, you're going to find better people and people that might be willing to move to your area. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. There's no more useless email or phone calling. It doesn't jam up your business. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, you rate them, and then you hire the right person and you do it fast. That's really the way it works in most businesses.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a need, you got to take care of it quickly. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Mm. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And the thing that's great about these companies like ZipRecruiter, you're rolling along. You don't even think about it. You're the guy that does the hiring for your small business, or you work in the HR department, and suddenly you go, oh my God, Pete left. Where's he going? Well, he's going to a Caribbean island to while out his days. Well, I can't believe that. What are we going to do without him? Go to ZipRecruiter.
That's
it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and I want to thank Oscar because his gift did arrive via Amazon yesterday, and I was very, very grateful for that. And
on time.
Show it to you. Oscar's very, very. Oscar is very, very task related. Okay,
yes.
He's very task related. I want to try an experiment with Oscar's gift.
Please,
okay. All right. I want to do that, and
happy
let's try
birthday
it.
Happy birthday to you.
Here it is. It's that simple. Look at that. It's a tiny little microphone.
Bam.
This is a tiny microphone. Have you seen this, Rob? Did you know what this was going to be?
I have no idea.
Take the windscreen off. Show them how it works.
All right, let me see. I don't have to take the windscreen off, do I? I don't think it comes off.
It does come off, Mike.
It does?
Well, actually, don't try it. You're going to break it.
Yeah, like you did with your microphone last week.
Look at that, Rob. Rob will dig that.
Ooh, is that that's an aftermarket add-on microphone for his phone?
From Shure.
Oh, S-H-U-R-E, yes. The sound of quality.
All right, so the way this works is that I got to take my phone case off. You actually plug it into your phone, and then you get an app, and you record, and it works very
Was it weird to get a cell phone accessory that fit your cell phone? Because
you mean like when you sent me the
when I sent you something for last Christmas that was not for your cell phone.
Now, if I had like the other phone, the more modern phone,
it would work with that one as well.
Does it go into the?
It's a lightning cable.
Oh, the charger deal. Yes, yeah. Yes. So you don't have to worry about when Rob, they take out the headphone jack.
Yes.
Right. He's actually given me a product that could even be expanded if I got
for generations of devices.
And yet, I gave you a product that would have been good 400 years ago or 400 years in the future.
No, you see, yeah, you the future, and I couldn't use it with my phone the way it is.
No, I'm talking about the bottle.
We're talking about Christmas.
I'm talking about the crystal decanter. My phones will come and go, but you will always drink.
Okay, I'm opening it right now.
Yeah.
Mike, take your time. Pony, didn't you get Mr. Mike O'Mara a gift?
I did indeed. Did you receive the present I sent you, Mike?
I did not.
What voice was this?
I don't know.
What's that?
I'm so goddamn tired.
Did you get the present that he sent you, Mike?
O'Mara?
I was wondering if maybe I could hide in the bushes outside your house.
All right, here we go. I'm going to record on this right now.
Okay.
I'm going to record. Hello. Hello, 1, 2, 1, 2.
This is not going to go well.
1, 2.
It's like a commercial for sure.
Yes. Hello. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Check 1, 2.
Hello.
All right, hold on. 1, 2, 3. Okay. All right.
All right.
Oh, she looked so fair in the midnight air when the wind blew up her nightie. No, I'm not going to sing that song.
You can't sing that song.
But I want to say hi, everybody.
Now, you know what? I'm looking at it. It looks like a directional mic, but does it also have a stereo setting?
It does.
Oh, you are going to bootleg concerts like an MF-er.
You go in.
It does.
Yeah.
Like directional, you would talk into...
The top.
The top. Yeah, you talked into the side. Mike, you're professional, for God's sakes.
For all the concerts that I go to.
Yeah, you could like get the, hey, I got the new DMB.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Dave Matthews.
The reason why I picked this gift, Mike, is we've had some experiences in the past of you on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're on the road, the iPhone mic, the built-in iPhone mic, is not necessarily the best for the quality of work we need to do.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. Like if you're recording the sample lady at Costco, it's secret. It's okay for that.
This will take you to the next level. Well-reviewed on Amazon.
I just sent it to Rob. Yes. And now we're going to see. We're going to have Rob play it through his phone. You'll be able to do that, Rob?
Absolutely.
Can you do that right there?
Remember, Rob, he talked into the side of it.
Well, you know what? We'll see what happens.
Well, that's a great thing, and I can just turn it around and do it differently if I need to. I want to see what it sounds like when Rob plays it back to me through the board.
Okay.
You know, but I guess for context, it's a directional mic. You have to talk into the top of it.
Well, I know I didn't twist it around the right way, but to be honest with you, Oscar, so I should probably do it sideways.
No, into the top. The top.
Let's see how we do.
Oh, she looked so fair in the midnight air when the wind blew up her nightie. No, I'm not going to sing that song.
Wow.
I
want to say hi, everybody.
Without the windscreen.
No, and that's your first shot at it.
Yeah.
And that needs the windscreen, does it?
Yeah, it does.
I'm wondering, Oscar, did you look at the app? Because it looks like there is a directional, but also a left and a right. Do they switch between mono and stereo?
You can set the settings.
That is a neat product.
So there it is. But how about that? I loaded the app. I did
very
that.
Impressed.
I just wanted to show
that's
you
nice.
How
it's 2016. You're in business.
Love it, Mike. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Absolutely. But you see, it's another one of those Oscar gifts that's really a work-related
gift. Yeah,
it's for efficiency, Mike.
Yeah, so he writes it off. So, I mean, that's okay.
I don't write any of that off. Mike, it's a gift.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you know what's neat about that? It's like when I bought you that digital recorder that you left in Maine.
Well, that's why he needed one for Florida, Rob.
Okay, well, Christmas is coming.
Well, you know, by the way, hold on. Hold on.
Rob, get me one stacked. I'm going to leave it in the state that I'm not working in anymore.
That's right. If you want yourself a nice brand new recorder, new in packaging.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. I only recorded one other thing.
Okay? Yes.
Oh.
Hello, how are you? Michael, would you like to talk into my new microphone? Aww. Come on over here.
Say hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Say, can you sing happy birthday to me?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
There it is. Aww. That's all we got out of him.
Mm-hmm.
So how about that?
That's the Julia.
Hello.
Let me offer something, Mike, that, you know, I have tons and tons of video of my kids, and I've said this before. For some reason, audio recordings of my kids, just pure audio, are the most precious because I think they're less... They're less self-aware, and you get you get just the way they really are.
That happy birthday was perfect.
Yeah, you really need to record a lot of that.
I'm going to hold on to that, and I am going to record more and more stuff. It's going to be fantastic. Mrs. O'Mara.
Oh, you can record her, too.
She went technology. Thank you. I'll be doing that. Maybe when I try on my how about this? When I try on my this is going to be one of the greatest things we've ever done for any client on the show. When I try on my Warby Parker glasses, maybe I'll have Mrs. O'Mara be my Vanna White for that.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, bring them in.
Yeah,
in
that's
a,
very
in
sweet.
A sexy outfit.
I like that. Yeah, uh-huh. Good to go.
I'm such a dirty whore.
No, you're proud of your wife. You should be.
Hey, you should be, Mike.
This is Mrs. O'Mara got me something via Amazon also. And, Oscar, I don't know if you know what this.
Oh,
have you
I
ever heard
know.
Of Ray?
Yes.
Oh, I've seen the movie.
Blind Man Sinks.
No. The universal remote, Ray.
No. Must be
state of the art.
Off brand.
Video universal remote.
Oh,
that was
let me look that up.
Absolutely
R-A-Y.
Incredible.
Mike, did you get
R-A-Y.
It yet? Is the question.
I got it yesterday.
What time?
Oh yeah.
Yes, I got it on
Good
my
man.
Birthday, and it was I by the way, it took me probably 6 minutes to, without pointing anything, without putting in any codes, to actually pop in all my devices with my audio video, and it was fantastic.
That's
and
cool
I played
because
with it all night long.
Normally when you get a universal remote, it would take you about 6 minutes to throw it against the wall.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're tedious, and you have to point, and you have to put codes
hold
in.
World's
and sucks.
Best
yes.
universal remote. Look
absolutely,
at this. Beautiful.
And the shape. Well, you can show them. It's the shape of an iPhone. So
oh, how cool!
Really cool.
Very cool. Well, look at this. The future is here.
Here it is.
Does it take batteries or does it recharge? How does it?
It recharges. It's got a little beautiful little. Ergonomically
Carla,
friendly
well
charging
done. Look at this.
Carla.
Pony, what happened to you?
I have no idea. I'm looking at my email right now, and it looks like it was delivered to your home.
Did you send it to his address in Manassas? He doesn't live there anymore.
That's right.
Florida.
Florida.
Mike O'Mara? Oh, apostrophe M-E-A-R-A?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And Mike, I will look around.
Is it in the bushes outside? Just
I am
here?
Not quite sure, but you know, we got everything. I got everything yesterday.
Yeah.
I'll double
Weird.
Check.
Almost everything.
I think we, yes, almost everything. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know what? Batting 800 will get you in the Hall of Fame every
there
time.
Pony, what Absolutely. Did you get, Mike? Why don't you tell him?
Reveal.
I don't want to tell you. Oh, I hate you all.
Just tell him.
Yeah, come on.
Hold on. Would it be more fun if I open it on the show?
No, I don't think so. I got you the Americans DVD set, the season one of the Americans. You'll like it.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
okay.
That's very nice of him.
Nice. It'll keep you busy while you're nursing your new hip.
Mike, it'll keep you busy wonderful. Trying to find it.
Yes.
Because it ain't there.
God, he is rough. This guy is rough.
I don't know. I said it, and it said it was arrived.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Rough.
No mercy. Jesus.
I could print out an email.
I want to thank everybody. Made it for a very good birthday, and then it was off to a hip replacement class, and that was when I felt 170 years old.
Aww.
And by the way, it was a class offered for both knees and hips, and there were...
You're almost on the wiggles, Mike.
To be honest with you.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes.
There were more younger people there than I could have ever imagined. It was truly surprising.
I might have felt you a little better. There you
made
go.
Made me feel a little bit better, but then the questions were all, you know, what about the baby? You know, and the one thing, because I use a CPAP mask because I'm fat, and they address it in the class, and I couldn't even see the guy. He was actually four rows over to the right, and I hear, are we supposed to bring a hose in too? You know, my joints have crumbled to dust, and now I'm going to replace them as do. And I don't know. I just wanted to get out of there at that point.
To be clear, the younger people that you saw there, were they getting surgery or were they handlers?
They were young people. There's one lady who was probably 25.
Wow.
And she, every step she took, she looked like she was in agony. I don't know whether it was a hip or a knee, but she was getting getting that done.
Athlete.
And the one last thing I wanted to say about this the other night, and this will be my last thing for a while until I really dive into it. I'm getting my little pre-op questionnaire where they go through everything, your medication, your medical history, everything you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to arrive, all this, blah, and I'm having the conversation. And as she talks about the hospital, she says this in the middle of the conversation. Now, I should inform you that we will serve you breakfast, lunch, and dinner while you're in the hospital, but there will be no wine or beer served in the evening.
Wow!
And I said, excuse me? I said, what? I said, are you joking? No, we actually say that to be. I said, hold on a second. People go through a medical procedure and then they want to have booze? She said, there are many, many people that have this procedure done that are older and they are rather set in their ways. I said, you have to tell people that there's no hooch in the hospital? And then I look in my little book and they said, no tobacco products. I said, so they can't bring their martinis and their and while they're having their hip replacement. This is for the people that have never had anything done, I guess.
Welcome
you know?
To Mad Men General.
It was incredible.
Well, the different generation.
Yeah, I suppose it was.
It's generational, but it's also for people that are problem drinkers. They have to inform them of this because they have had experiences. She told me this, where if they don't let them know up front, they go in and they go, I need my drink. I need my drink.
Yeah.
Pretty stunning
well,
stuff.
Well, I know for a fact my father has never snuck beer into a hospital for a patient. Never.
Wow. That might be you, huh? All right. Very interesting. All right. We'll take a break. Come back with the news you may not need right here. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
See you driving around town with the girl I know.
Hey.
Do you talk C++?
Do I?
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the backplane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
So it's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
We're recording Sunday after GNR.
Oh, that'll be excellent.
Very, very exciting, and I know Sunday has a potential to go either way. Might be a very tired show or a very drunk show, so tune in to find out which one it is.
Hey, might be both.
Hungover, Mike.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm holding this.
I'm holding
the back of my Framebridge framed picture of my son. I wanted you guys to look at this so you could see the quality
job they do
at Framebridge. By the way, I didn't do anything to this other than hang it on the wall. They do the most amazing job.
So it comes with the hanging wire and everything.
The hanging wire, everything is included, and it's a beautiful picture, big picture.
Oh, it's great. Oh, he looks great.
My son at Framebridge, and I am so pleased with the work they do. And
the
you
frame
try
is
out.
So big, Mike has to be feet away from the microphone.
That's right. I assure you he's talking.
Yes.
Framebridge.com is what I'm talking about, the new way to frame things you love. I did that, by the way. I took a pic on my phone and sent it to Framebridge, and they did it, and they got it to me in no time.
That's awesome.
Go to Framebridge.com, pick the frame you like, or let a designer help you choose. You can safely ship your art to Framebridge, too, in a prepaid package. Or you can upload a picture like I did from the Framebridge site or the app. You can even upload directly from Instagram. You get your frame piece in days, which I did. It's incredible. It's beautiful. Instead of paying hundreds of bucks at a framing store, Framebridge prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. Right now, if you go to framebridge.com and use the promo code TMOS, you will save an additional 15% off your first order. Remember, framebridge.com and TMOS, that's 15% off your first order at framebridge.com, and you'll find out, like I did, that their quality is absolutely amazing. The way they mat things, that's a big deal. And the
beautiful.
Way it's tightly sealed and it looks incredible. Check out Framebridge and do it today, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Boo. All right, here we go. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, I like him.
Let's bring him in. Matthew, you want to come for this story? Very good. How you doing?
All right.
He answered a bunch of rapid-fire questions from People and Entertainment Weekly, and what we learned is that after all these years, he's still basically Matthew McConaughey.
No change?
I asked Rob to take it over at this point because he will ask Matthew. These are some of the answers from the interview with People in Entertainment Weekly. And it's very brief, but we thought we'd bring Matthew in and Rob to do the rest of this news story.
Matt, how you doing?
All right.
I'm good. I'm good. Let me ask you some questions here. What is something you find overrated?
Fake boobs.
Matthew, when have you felt the sexiest?
I'd say right after the birth of my children.
Okay. What smell do you love the most? What smell?
Ribeyes. Ribeyes on the grill in the backyard. Man, ribeyes. All right. Nice crispy ribeyes.
Where are you cooking them?
Right in the backyard.
What movie have you seen the most?
Raising Arizona.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I love it. Holly Hunter, man. Raising Arizona. All right. Get in my Lincoln.
Given your choice, what would be your last meal and whom would you eat it with?
Cheeseburgers. And I'd eat it with my hands.
With your hands?
With my hands, yeah.
That's really not a... It's not a whom.
No, I don't want anybody around. I want my cheeseburger. I want to eat my cheeseburger with my hand.
Do you have time for one more question?
One more, and then I got.
Okay, real quick before the last question.
I got things to do, people to see. I'm a busy guy.
Where would you cook that cheeseburger?
On my backyard grill.
Okay. What in your life, Matthew McConaughey? Final question. What is your greatest extravagance?
Face creams. Got to roll.
Those are all real answers?
Those are real answers.
Did he really say with whom? His hands?
His hands. That's right.
What a dummy.
Face creams.
With my
hands. What kind?
Uma Thurman. Oh, I love Uma. I really do. She broke multiple bones after falling off a horse, and at least one recent report makes it sound serious. A source tells the New York Post that she was riding Ivy, and she fell off the horse. And it looked like, I guess a report told the Post it looked like she had hip surgery, but that may have been an exaggeration. Her rep said, quote, Uma was in an equestrian accident. She was training on a young thoroughbred who got spooked. She was thrown and broke a few bones. Uma has not commented on this particular story.
Scary.
That is scary. Really? Because tides can turn on one thing.
Yep. All right.
Where do you cook it?
Face cream.
Ben Affleck was a guest last night on the very first episode of the HBO show Any Given Wednesday with Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
Any of you guys follow this guy, Bill Simmons?
Oh, he's a massive media personality in the sports world. He actually went head-to-head with ESPN when he... spoke against the NFL and the machine.
I remember the story. I didn't remember the name.
And ESPN sanctioned him. They suspended him. And he was able to get out of his contract and write his own check with HBO. He also has a very popular podcast and podcast network, Mike.
Well, Ben Affleck was on the show, and he gave him their money's worth with a red-faced, profanity-laced five-minute tirade about Deflategate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know already... Affleck's going to be a Patriot guy, so he's going to be on Tom Brady's side. He's a Boston native. So the best line came at the end when he said, quote, we haven't done anything to address the crisis of domestic violence in the NFL, but the effing football better not be 8% lighter, and if we find out it is, you're gone for four games. He also said, quote, Deflategate is the ultimate bull-ass effing outrage of sports ever. It's so effing stupid. So I guess Ben got all ramped up.
I saw the clip, and I think that he might have had a few before the show.
Oh, really?
That's what I thought. We'll see.
He is going through a divorce.
Yeah, he is.
Who wouldn't need a drink?
A celebration drink.
I got to abbreviate this a little bit right here. Apparently, Burger King is still running with their plan of throw insane food ideas out there to see what sticks. On Monday, different Burger Kings around the country are going to start selling Mac and Cheetos.
Ooh.
We have to do another one of our food experiments on
the show. And Mac can get it.
Yeah.
Basically,
Mac and Cheetos could be a show on our network.
Mac and Cheetos. We'll have him do it with Diego, and no one will listen. It'll be great. I'm Mike McIntosh, and I'm Adrian Garcia. We're Mac and Cheetos.
I miss Pearl Jam because I was high on Molly.
Basically... Here's what they did. They took giant Cheetos, stuffed them with macaroni and cheese, then deep fried them. You'll get five of them for $2.49. They say Mac and Cheetos are for, quote, anyone who wished they could eat warm mac and cheese like they do a bag of chips. Did anyone really wish for that? We're not sure. But
hey, don't diminish it.
Yeah.
I look forward to the experiment. I think it's going to be the kids.
I love fried mac and cheese.
I will. You know what? We'll have to see. You love fried mac and cheese? You've had it before?
You know what? I first had it in Iowa. It's like a bar appetizer. And it's
really
great. They cut up mac and cheese into little squares. They batter it and fry it. And, Mike, it makes your beer taste good.
Yummy.
I like that. All right. And now a little something. A 56-year-old guy from Casper, Wyoming, named Thomas Glenn, was walking around Monday night knocking on people's doors and trying to get them to buy something from him. That something was cocaine.
Oh, no.
One of Thomas's potential customers finally called the cops, and he was arrested for possession of cocaine, possession of meth, and possession of a controlled substance not named here with the intent to deliver. Well, it was the coke. That's what that charge was.
It's a numbers game, Mike. He was just knocking on doors. That's
knocking on doors like a traveling salesman.
Cold call. He didn't have any accounts.
He didn't have any. He didn't get any, apparently. There's no word on whether he made any sales before he got caught. Why can't he just start a power washing business like anybody else? That was the first joke. That was the inside joke for just the boys here. I'm sorry.
I thought that was the kicker. Yeah.
Well, that was the first one. We could have gone to the break, but I also I've got the regular ones. Okay. What's his favorite movie?
What's
that?
Snow Dogs.
Ah.
I'm sorry. That crime was over the line. And you know what he said when he got arrested?
What?
This blows.
Ah.
Sorry. All right. There you go. Three cocaine jokes and an inside radio joke for the guys in the studio. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. It's Tony Perkins.
And it's Gary Stein.
Oh, yes, it is. And on this week's episode of the show, funny news headlines.
Obviously, we've been doing some funny drugs.
Also, why Gary started dating.
Oh, that in your real voice. Thank you.
And who's dead and who's alive?
We don't know.
We really don't know. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Voices.
Buy a t-shirt.
Weird.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, no matter what you need for home or office. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel. But the best deal, we've talked about it, 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, and that means your clients will remember you. And isn't that the purpose of a business card? Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. They even have custom design services to make sure your design is perfection. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint, and guess what? They're easy, 100% user-friendly, and always look sensational. The best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Thursday, June 23. Happy birthday to my mother-in-law who celebrates a birthday. Linda, love you, and have a wonderful birthday today, mother of my
happy
wife.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday. This case seems to go on and on and on. The group Spirit suing Led Zeppelin because they say their song Taurus sounds just like Stairway to Heaven, and that Led Zeppelin has ripped them off. Led Zeppelin's lawyers in court yesterday brought up something that I think might change the case a little bit. They cited a song from 1600. That's, 500 years ago, nearly. And it's called Sonatata Chitara by
Sonata.
This is Sonatati. This is
Sonatati.
Sonatati Chitara by Giovanni Battista Granata. See if the melody of this song from the 1600s rings any bells.
Oh my God.
Obviously, they monkeyed with it a little bit, but that's Stairway. And that's 500 years ago. So I don't think that Spirit is really holding on to anything so precious.
Wow.
That's just so amazing.
That's Led Zeppelin lawyer money.
Yeah, it is.
That is absolutely, yeah, that they can go that deep to dig that up. They got 700 people, Oscar, that are digging through everything. Can you imagine the paralegal that, you know, comes running up? Look what I found! Look what I got!
But anyway,
but I mean, if it's that old, I mean, obviously that's not a recording of it.
That's no, just, I mean, that's the sheet
music.
They did
it based on the music.
Yeah. The sheet music that's based on it. But also, if you go really deep in it, there is something, I believe the phrase was a descending chromatic run that is very common in music. So it's not anything.
That when I had a stomach problem.
Yeah, very special. But anyway, so that is not, the people that were in the band Spirit probably had a pretty bad day yesterday. who had a good day yesterday was LeBron James, who was at the Celebration Parade in Cleveland, and it was being carried live on ESPN. And LeBron, maybe next time you think you're going to talk like this, tell the people at ESPN, run a delay.
For some crazy reason, I believe like I'm going to wake up and it's going to be like game four all over again. I'm like, be down 2-1 still. I seen a lot of things when there's like LeBron James makes 6 straight finals appearances. Well, James Jones made 6 straight as well. Timo is in the lobby, and I swear it looked like I seen like the biggest human being I've ever seen in my life. I looked at Griff, he said, he's a big mother, ain't he?
So that was all on ESPN. Pretty great.
It was also like broadcast. I mean, he was speaking to the crowd.
To the crowd, yeah. But right? It's a little different when it's carried on television, I think. Yeah.
All right, Billy, that's what athletes say.
That's the fourth F.
I'm going to have a new award. It's our Arkansan of the day, the best citizen of Arkansas. And the award today goes to Artie Ruff, who did the old trick where you put talcum powder in someone's hair dryer, so when you turn it on, it blows dust all over the person that's drying their hair.
Yeah, I've seen that many times online.
But there was an electrical short in the dryer, and the talcum powder burst into flames.
Oh, my God.
Now, the woman is okay. She's singed, but she's okay.
So talcum powder can ignite?
Well, here's the thing that I love about this is when it starts out that the gag is working, the kid that's in on the gag is laughing, but the kid still laughs after his mom has been in a fireball. Let's go to the tape. Mike, she's okay.
The kid's still left. Mom's burning up. Ah!
You can literally hear the thing go, whoof.
Oh, my God. So, that's scary. Very, very scary.
Are you watching any of the European soccer? The
oh,
tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday, very unexpected that Iceland beat Austria. And even if you don't speak Icelandic, I think you can follow the enthusiasm of this announcer as they win in overtime, or as they call it, extra time.
Well, Iceland also to beat a powerhouse like their opponent is just it's unheard of.
That's true, but listen to the announcer. I think you'll like his presentation, Mike.
That's cool.
He was contacted. He's going to be hired by the Golf Channel.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That's exciting. Well, good. I've been to that country. Very
as good as the
people.
Goal in South America. I like when people are passionate.
Yeah, very cool. And, super underdogs. Way to go.
Okay, and with the sit-down strike in Congress yesterday, did you hear Paul Ryan trying to shout down the chanting?
No, I saw bits and pieces of that. I saw the speech from some of the Congress people, but did not hear a lot of the altercations.
Eddie
the
Munster was
sad.
Up there trying to get gain control of Congress, and they're all chanting, no bill, no break. These are our elected lawmakers, people.
But the chair would hope that the business of the House could be conducted in a fashion that respects positively on the dignity and the decorum of this institution to which we all belong. For what purpose does the gentleman from Kentucky, Mr. Rogers, seek recognition?
There's a small part of me that says this is exciting that this is going on, but then there's another part of me that says
somebody's got to do something. That's the way I look at it.
Let's end with the Alabama woman who saw a poisonous snake and decided it was a good idea to videotape it with her phone and narrate it. Okay, let's see what happens.
You're a long boy. That's the snake skin we saw. It was yours, huh? I'm going to touch you on the tail and see what you do. Whoa, you're mean. Are you a bad snake? He bit my phone. Oh. Boy, that's going to be a good one.
My grandmother used to say that the Lord God watches out for the children and the stupid. And that snake attacked and bit her phone.
Unfortunately.
But so she didn't get bitten.
No, she lives to videotape another day.
There you go.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Back to our house to blow dry her hair with talcum powder. That's amazing.
Have the kid laugh at her.
That's it. Nice. Another Mike O'Mara show is come and gone. Be sure and join us next time. Join us every day on the air or online at MikeOMaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Good day, sir.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.